Well, how are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. I can remember after you lost your first run at mayor, I had a conversation with you at a Chamber of Commerce event, and you had told me that you thought that you had been involved in some dirty politics, and you seemed a little bit stunned then. But you told me that you would run again, and a friend of mine who I recently ran into, who is a big supporter of yours, told me when I told him this story that you've been kicking butt and taking names. Since then, you're not afraid of anything. Why is Rick Snyder afraid to debate you?
Well, I think it's just outside his norm. I think that, you know, in the corporate world, you can name your tune, you can name your price, you know, you can decide when you put yourself before the media. I really believe his handlers are getting in the way. I think he's been cocooned and put in a bit of a bubble. And the debates are not about that. The debates are when you get a chance to speak from the heart and from, you know, the top of your head. You got to be quick. And really present your plans and your vision to the people. It's an opportunity for people to see the candidates up close and in person, side by side, kick the tires, and really see what they're made of. I think it's absolutely crucial. I think voters deserve more than infomercials where you're prepackaged and scripted. It's part of the debate process. It's been happening in America since the Lincoln-Douglas debates. I think it's very important, and I'm hoping that he comes around and changes his mind. I've offered to debate virtually in front of any broadcast station and not get caught up with the politics. Right now, it's political gamesmanship. His handlers are engaged in spin. And, you know, what they wanted to do, they were trying to limit the debates. It was as though we would have been debating in a closet. They wanted to restrict access. They wanted to do it at noon instead of in the evening when people could watch it on TV. They didn't want to allow any excerpts from it, any clips. They refused to allow streaming video, even to put it on the Internet. And this from a computer company executive. And he doesn't want to make the debates available to the computer, to the Internet, where many young people especially get their information and get their news today. Why would you want to cut off access to the debate?
Well, as late as Friday, I had saw a news release that you had accepted, and then I know you wanted to put a couple of stipulations in there. What happened?
Well, yeah, we accepted 99% of what they said. But we wouldn't agree to the limited access on the Internet. We wouldn't agree to the only one Detroit debate. They would only agree to only one Detroit debate, and they wanted that one at noon instead of in the evening. So, yeah, we tried to make a couple changes. He was already dictating the location, the station, the time. He wanted to then dictate the moderators. And like I say, limit access, have us sign papers that we would never use, that nobody could use an excerpt from the debate. You may as well debate in the closet. It's nonsense.
Mayor, he's got a big lead. Why would he want to debate you?
Well, look, to me, Tony, this isn't about politics. I've debated when I was up, and I debated when I was down. You know, he comes from a world where cash is king, and you can buy the station or buy your time. I think voters deserve better than that. I don't think just because, to me, this isn't a political tactic. This is an American rite of passage. The voters are the boss here. They deserve a degree of accountability. You know, he wants the job, the most important job, I would say, in Michigan right now. He wants the job, but he doesn't want to go through the interview process. An important part of the interview process, Tony, is answering people like you and being compared to me in a debate. I have no problem with you moderating a debate. I don't know what questions you're going to ask. That's part of the political process. He wants everything to be scripted and laid out in advance. That's not how the process works. If he can't stand up to Virge Bernero in a debate, how's he going to stand up against the problems? How's he going to stand up for Michigan in a global economy at a time when we need a fighter? We need somebody who's going to put the interest of Michigan citizens first. He needs to get up and defend his plan. He talks about his plan in a 30-second commercial on TV and says, I've got the plan. I've got the answers. Trust me. Well, I'm sorry. That's not the whole game. You've got to come up and tell us the specifics of your plan. Put it up against my plan, my Main Street agenda. I'm ready to go with my plan.
All right,
I think we've got serious problems out there that need to be addressed.
I've got an idea, Mayor. How about this? We had Tim Skubick on the program earlier this morning. How about him as the moderator, no holes barred, primetime TV?
Absolutely. I accept. And, you know, Tim, it's not that Tim and I are great friends. I respect Tim, but he asked some darn tough questions. I never know what he's going to ask. Absolutely. I agree to that. That's what it should be. And you name the time. If I can physically be there, I will be there. But, I got nothing to hide. I'm proud of my plans to move Michigan forward. The question is, what is Rick Snyder afraid of? What is he afraid of? Is it that his plans aren't all as well laid out as he says? You know, let's see if his plans stand muster. This is the American way. You have to face your opponent. It's been happening since Lincoln Douglas. Voters deserve to see the candidates in an unscripted, natural give and take without the prepackaged glossy, without the handlers getting in the way. You know, we all know that Rick Snyder can buy plenty of paid TV where he lets the paid talent do the talking for him. It's very important that voters see us up close and in person and being forced to answer the tough questions.
All right, Mayor, you are going to make an announcement today at 10 o'clock at the Michigan Works. You're not giving up on this process. You have some new ideas to perhaps get these debates underway.
You better believe it.
Can you talk about them now?
I'll see you at 10. I think it's at 10. And we look forward to a healthy exchange of ideas. That's what we want. We don't want a debate about debates. That's what we're saying. It's simple. Let's just let the media do what they do. You know what? Let the politicians do what they do. Let the media do what they do. He's the one that wanted negotiations. He's making this overcomplicated. It's very simple. It's not rocket science. You get two podiums, you put a neutral moderator in the middle, and you answer questions. You face the music. It's the American way. We invite Rick Snyder to the American political process.
All right. Mayor, I know you have to get to another event. Thanks so much for coming on.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Tony.